Headphone gate? The press howled, but consumers couldn't care. The iPhone 7 is Apple's best-selling iPhone ever. I'm Jefferson Graham with USA Today. You're listening to Talking Tech. We will rewind the biggest tech headlines of the week. We'll start with Apple. The company announced earnings this week with a record $78 billion in revenues and sales of some 78.3 million iPhones in the quarter. Now, you know what that means, don't you? It means the average consumer doesn't care about the elimination of the headphone jack. Apple said it could have sold more phones if they had more in supply. The new phones have minor upgrades, better battery, camera, and a water-resistant body, and that was good enough for most consumers. Elsewhere in the earnings, Apple said it sold 13 million iPads, 5.3 million Macintosh computers, and it saw the services division break another record with $7 billion in revenues. That's up from $6 billion. That means iTunes, App Store, iCloud storage, that's a lot of movie rentals and storage upgrades. Now, Facebook also announced earnings this week with $27.5 billion in revenues and $10 billion in profits, and that's a lot of status updates. Facebook says it now gets 1.2 billion daily visitors. In other news, do you ever dream of faster loading YouTube videos on your phone, going live on Facebook without getting the dreaded message that your network is too weak? Well, True so-called 5G phone service is slated to begin in 2020, but this year, AT&T will give subscribers in Austin and Indianapolis a taste of what's to come. Later this year, the wireless giant will launch limited 5G service there, coverage that's said to be 40 times faster than we get now. And you think we spend too much time on the phone now, right? Flipagram, the popular app for creating music videos from your smartphone footage, was sold to a Chinese company in a move to expand its audience. Terms were not disclosed, but let's hope that the cash infusion takes Flipagram to the next level. We are a fan of the app. Finally, that GoPro drone that couldn't stay up in the air is back in the skies again. Karma, the GoPro drone was only on sale for 2 weeks in October before GoPro recalled it due to a battery malfunction. GoPro says the issue is fixed, and consumers can once again buy the Karma for $1,100. GoPro has some heavy competition, I should actually say light competition, from DJI's Mavic Pro, which sells for $999 and is smaller, lighter, and to date, it has not fallen from any skies, at least on purpose. I mean, I've crashed it a few times, but it wasn't the drone's fault. And that's the Tech Rewind look back at the biggest tech headlines of the week. I'm Jefferson Graham with USA Today. You've been listening to Talking Tech. Don't forget to subscribe to the show on iTunes and Stitcher, and please leave your reviews, comments, and suggestions. We read them all.